So I picked up on the idea of improv from Whose Line Is It Anyway, from Clive Anderson, but this is a few decades ago now.
Yes.
So how's the new generation taking to this, and do they know it's from this sort of era?
I think it's amazing what syndication does, because there's still a lot of people, you still can say Whose Line Is It Anyway and people still know what it is, which is amazing really, considering it started in 89. And I think it wrapped up in 98, 99. So it did about 8 or 9 series, I think. But, I mean, then the American version was picked up in the UK as well. And they're still trying to create a TV format that works past that. And I think they're still struggling to do that. Trying too hard, I think.
Yeah. Do you think it's ready now to be brought back to television? Because you've got the upshot of comedy with the Saturday Night at the Apollo and McIntyre thing. Are we ready now for another sort of television improv show?
I think so. Culturally, I think we're more open to things like that. But I think, I know Sean's got a lot to say.
How long have you got? My problem, I think, with TV improv at the moment is audiences are ready for it. And I think TV producers like the idea of it, but then they don't like not having control
they're
over
scared.
It.
They're scared.
They're scared of it. So any new show that comes on just feels controlled. It doesn't feel like the performers are necessarily having fun anymore. So because
controlled and contrived.
Controlled and contrived, yeah, the two C's.
Yeah.
There's a third one we could chuck in there if we wanted.
We won't.
Now, you actually do something that I regard as very controversial on the stage, and I've not seen it before. You do clean material.
Yeah, we do.
What's going on with that? Why suddenly go clean? I've seen so much dirty material over that. I need constant baths from the material that
that would be why.
It's so easy to be filthy for a laugh. It really is. I mean, yeah. I mean, the show that you saw tonight wasn't family friendly, and it was... I don't know, I feel a bit cheap, really. It's like, this is too easy to say a swear word or do an anal sex gag or stand in a certain pose. And it's like, it's too easy. I like the challenge of being clever, I suppose.
Yeah, it's like if you, with stand-up, if you go to a gong show and you watch these very fresh open spots, desperate to get laughs, and you just throw out all the sick paedophile and rape gags just to try and get a gag, to try and get a laugh, and it's horrible. And plenty of stand-up does stuff that is not in the slightest bit family-friendly, but is better than that. But with improv, it's the same sort of thing. If you just all go, oh, I'm just going to shout out dildo at this point, oh, hilarious. You will get a bit of a laugh, but you'll get nowhere. Whereas if you try and avoid it, you do actually build something much better. And it does funnier.
Narrative-wise as well, it's easier to build a narrative on real stuff as opposed to always just filth.
Yeah. I think it's easier to get... So